Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. This is Richard Elliott in Summer Mad. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Richard Elliott, Son of Madness. Whew, Louis, let me tell you. I can give thanks to the Holy Spirit for some good heat, but they had the heat on HELL hockey sticks this morning. Oh my God, my mouth's so dry. I felt like, what? Ooh, let me give thanks for some heat right here. All right, family, just want to let you know I appreciate some heat, but please turn down the heat, family. Turn it down. All right. I just want to say we're going to get ready and turn within, inviting the presence of the Most High God, recognizing that there is only one presence, one power, and on this line we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Knowing that there is not a spot that my God is not. So in this right now moment, I just want you to be still. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. Come on, Holy Spirit. I am God. And so as we move from my head to my heart, I am God. And so in this right now moment, I want you to become very intentional about the breath. Breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath. Remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. And as we invite and invoke all the unseen forces into this right now moment, calling forth for our ascended masters, our ancestors, our angels, our archangels, our master guides and spirit guides. And as we take in this deep breath, calling in and invoking the presence, still know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as we bring in the energy of forgiveness, we give thanks.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
Divine Mother, Father God, I forgive myself. I forgive myself, God, for holding on to the guilt, shame, judgment today, Father, Mother God. I release myself for all the thoughts of lack, struggle, judgment, shame, guilt, anything kept me from allowing the expression of myself to shine bright, God. I come today, Holy Spirit, asking you to cleanse every cell, every thought pattern, every belief, all the information that has been downloaded into me that was not true, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us, God, so that we may be the fullest expression of the presence of you as us, God. Come and do your stuff, God, in the consciousness of Christ. And let it all be removed, Holy Spirit, that we may stand before you free, God, free of the thoughts, the conditioning, the veils, and anything that keeps us from our truth, from even saying the word no when we really mean yes and when we really mean no, no. It's a complete system, Holy Spirit. Give us the courage. Give us the words. Somebody's mind today. Our playing small does not serve the world, God. And so I ask you to come right now and let us make manifest the glory of who you are in us today, God. May you bless every cell in our body today, God. May you bless our hands and anoint them today, God, that everything we touch, Holy Spirit, oh, Holy Spirit, that they will turn everything we touch into gold, platinum gold, God. God, I ask you to bless and anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to bless every thought, every word. Father, I'm asking you to come today and remove in our thought patterns any feelings of abandonment. Come, Holy Spirit, and wash that in the light of love. Any thoughts that allow us to feel that we are alone, not wanted, Holy Spirit, to remove that energy from every cell in our body. Come, Holy Spirit. Today, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless our children. Bless our children today, God. I come today, God. I know our ways are not your ways. But I ask you to come and heal the land, God. I just ask you to come to heal the land, Holy Spirit. Right now, I ask you to send a special blessing. Special blessing. Across this nation, to every mother, every father who lost a child to the violence, to illness. I ask you to bless every family. Father God, Mother God, I ask you to bless the family of those children who were hit by the truck. I didn't get the news. My husband was telling me all the stuff that happened. I never cut that news on, but God, I literally was in tears when he told me. Today, Father God, I just ask you, Mother God, to come and heal the land. I don't know how much we can take, God. Our heart is longing for a time where our children can play hopscotch again, double dutch rope, and all the things we used to play outside with no worries. Holy Spirit, I just ask you to come today and heal the land so that our children's children can go outside and simply be children again. That's my special prayer for our land, God. That you will come and heal the land. That you will heal every speck of the soil so that our food can be renutriated. I know that may not be a word, but you know what I mean, God. And that we can stop taking and stripping the soil so that our bodies can be nourished again with the proper nourishment, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and touch the land, touch the soil, so that our plants can grow and the sun can continue to grow our food in a way that can bless our bodies in ways that it hasn't in years. God, I'm asking you to come and bring forth a mind that will cultivate the land and feed the masses proper, nourished food, God. This capitalism must end today, God. Balanced out that money won't be more important than people, God. That human capital has to become the number one priority in our nation, God. Give our political people the mind, the human capital. Human capital. That human capital is our priority. I ask you these things in the matchless name of love, God. In the consciousness of love. The nature of love. Come and heal our land today, God. Heal our minds today, God. Heal our bodies. Heal, God. Heal us, God. Thank you. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you.
and the fullness thereof. The whole world and they that dwell therein
all belong
to Him who He has made us.
He
watches me. So why should I
keep
out? When God has set me free.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, our love experience, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daddy lover. That was Marvin Sapp. Can you believe that I love this song because of the first line? Whenever I feel something, I want you to hear this first line. He said, just listen to the first line and I'm going to cut it off. I will keep you in perfect peace.
I will keep you in
perfect peace.
I don't know what it is about that line alone. That line alone does something to my soul. I will, you know, they can stop the song right there. I will keep you in perfect peace. Perfect peace. You know, I was in the house yesterday, the whole entire day, and I was working on building our Facebook page for myself and my co-host for 95.1, our Club Stepping page, so we can keep people updated, right? And then I was working on another process for somebody else that I promised I would help them get their music out. And so I never cut on the TV, didn't hear what was going on. So I went to look at the property, came home. My husband said, "But let's go to dinner." And he picked me up. And we go, we sitting and we talking. And he was like, "Did you hear about the kids?" I'm like, "What?" He was telling me all the stuff about the news. I literally bust out in tears for all the stuff that was happening. Literally, tears were flowing out of my eyes, especially about the little children who were hit. And they would die, and they had died, and one was in the hospital. I'm like, "Oh my God!" And I was like, "So that one line right there just touches my heart to remind me that God's ways are not our ways, and that today is not a surprise to God. But sometimes the thought process of our babies and what's happening in the planet, sometimes the part of me that gets caught in the physical appearance of the earth, I have to be reminded that God will keep us in perfect peace no matter what's going on." And so that first line in that song just takes me there. "I will keep you in perfect peace." Did y'all do a movie? Let me just do it one more time. Let me see.
"I will keep you
with a mind stayed on me, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. That God will keep us in perfect peace. The Mother Earth, Father Sky, this beautiful creator, even when our ways are not God's ways, and even when it's hard to see God in his seemingly appearances, just to be able to check back in and know that I am perfect peace. I am perfect peace. I am the peace of God. The P-E-A and the P-I-E, peace of God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be peace. Let there be peace on earth." Wow. All right, family, you tuned in to the Love Journey, the Love Experience, with Janine and Ingram. And whose world is this, family?
It's yours. The world is yours.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Whose world is this? It's yours. It's yours. It's mine. It's mine. All right, family. We're going to get ready and hear the word from the science of the mind. Today's word is directed intelligence. Directed intelligence. G.R.S. Meade once said, "Seek for the great and the little shall be added unto you. Seek for the heavenly and the earthly shall be added unto you." Ooh, that's some good stuff. Let me say that again. G.R.S. Meade once said, "Seek for the great and the little shall be added unto you. Seek for the heavens and the earthly shall be added unto you." In each human being, the whole is represented, and the entire knowledge of wisdom, of health, and the perfection of every act manifest is represented, and it is through the inner divine voice the divine nature within us that we are able to perceive and trust and come into conscious contact with this divine principle. You see, in the sight of this within, we are perfect. We are perfect. We are perfect. I am perfect peace. We must try to see ourselves as God sees us. Y'all know I love that line. We must try to see ourselves as God sees us. Y'all know I love that line. I remember sitting in bed one day asking God, can I just see myself the way you see me, God? Because sometimes in the scheme of things, you feel insignificant. You could feel like, why am I here? What am I doing? What is this all about? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come, Holy Spirit. And then you realize that your life is so important to the fabric of this journey. We must try to see ourselves as God sees us, free and filled with vitality and sufficiency for every occasion. See, it's not enough to confess that God is the only power there is. It is only when this consciousness of power is hooked to the dynamo of the mind that there is generated through the imagination an embodiment of that which is able to lose it in any direction it sees fit. It's not enough merely to say that there is one mind and that mind is God. To this we must add that mind is my mind now. See, that really completes the thought, possible a losing of the divine intelligence through our own imagination. You see, what is it saying right there? And I'm going to break it down. Come on, Janine, break it down for him. Break it down. It's not enough for us to confess that God is the only power there is. You see, it's merely not enough for us to say that there is only one mind and that mind is God when we don't realize that we are God. You see, the God of mind, the mind of God, that is our mind as well. It's more to God than intellectualizing. And to know God mentally is different when you embody it in the being of your soul that you are God. Just wanted to break it down right there. It's that divine presence that is you, that is manifested as you. And let us not forget that in treatment we must sense the embodiment of that which we wish to experience. You see, the statements which are made in the treatment are for the purpose of delivering to the imagination in a certain form that which was true before we made the statements. The whole problem is not one of creation, but one of direction. There is no direction unless there is first an embodiment. An embodiment is the embodiment of the heart. You see, because once we embody the truth that we are God, and we can add a feminine form of how the English use God as a masculine form and goddess as a feminine form. But whether we want to believe it or not, God was and is all that we are. Feminine, masculine, it's all embodied in the presence of that makes who we are. And when you think about the feminine presence, that's the only thing that can bring life into the planet. It's the womb of the womb that brings life. My grandmother used to call it the playground of God. This book is called The Science of the Mind, written in 1938 on page 563. The affirmation today is there's a transcendence coordinating, unifying, causing all the experiences of my life to blend into its unity, into its oneness, and proclaiming the power of its might. There is a transcendence coordinating, unifying, causing all the experiences of my life to blend into its unity, into its oneness, and proclaiming the power of its might. That's the affirmation today. I like the Science of the Mind magazine, but sometimes I think, you know, they use words that in conversation that sometimes hedge, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I even have to look up words. And sometimes it's just written so perfectly that I think I wrote it. And so that's reading of the Science of the Mind today, family. Whose world is this, family? That's what I want you to think about today. Wow. Can you think about that? That was the beat. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. I sit the dog beat, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin. The whole of mic, I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smoke that murderers move with. The thief thing. Play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy.
All right. Good morning, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey. Whose world is this? The mind activation. You know, sometimes I just wonder, because I like all kind of music. I can go from gospel to jazz to classical to hip-hop, rap. The journey is, you know, I find God in music. Yep. Somebody asked me one day, what is God? How did I define God? And I said, if we put words to it, it would only limit it. But when you think about God, you lose the understanding of who God is. Because God is expressed. It's an expression. No words can give you an expression of what it feels like to feel and experience God. And sometimes when I'm listening to a body of music, I feel the expression of God. When I look at a body of art, I feel the expression of God. A beautiful sunrise, I tell you, an amazing sunset, and the moon brought tears to my eyes the other day. Just how beautiful God is. And so there's no words that could define the presence. But there's this you get. When you feel the expression of God in your heart, in your body, in every cell, in your soul essence. In the soul essence of who you came to express. You see, there's something powerful that happens when you connect to the soul essence of the expression of God is you. I tell you, this journey it's been an amazing journey. I wouldn't give nothing for the ride. You see, hold on, my eyes are burning. I'm so excited. Grateful, just one grateful somebody. I woke up and I just said, thank you, God. I woke up because I felt grateful. Not because I had any money in the bank or extra money in the bank. Not because something different happened, but just simply knowing that there's a presence called, there's some of us call so many different names that created each and every one of us and expressed it through each and every one of us differently. I was talking to my daughter, and each one of my daughters, you asked me if I ever seen God's face. When I look in the face of my children, I see God. When I hear their voices, I feel God. She defines success. We were talking about, Diamond and I were talking about success. And I think that for her to say this was really powerful to me because she has so many representations of what success is, and things just come her way. She got a call yesterday to be on a different segment of the news. You know, she's on WCCB, Charlotte News, and they want to do a featured segment on her social media piece, and they want to have her and baby Emmy to be featured in it. I was like, oh, congratulations. So we went through that, and then we started talking about success. And so she defines success. And I thought, wow. She says success to her was to master oneself. And when one has mastered oneself, you have truly reached the optimum of what success embodies. I'm like, wow. And I just stopped right there because that's my thought. You see these trappings, and I, don't get me wrong, y'all know I love money. Y'all know I love beautiful things. It ain't nothing like a beautiful convertible peanut butter leather Bentley. Nothing like it. Yeah, if you ever sat in a Bentley and how the leather just hug you, nothing like it. So don't get me wrong. I love the trappings of life. But it really doesn't define success. It's just a byproduct of your experience of being on the planet. But when you really arrive, you arrived at knowing and mastering the gift called you. And each one of my children, and so just to be clear, I'm not saying that my children are perfect and we haven't gone through our processes and journeys, but I wouldn't give nothing. If I had a thought that I wanted to create a child and bring it and say, this is my perfect child, I couldn't come close to what God gave me. The conversation sometimes, and anybody who knows me know I love intellectual stimulation. I think Brittany is my Albert Einstein, you know. Somebody asked me one day, well, how did you get to stay with somebody for 32 years? I don't know if anybody else could have stimulated me for 32 years mentally, emotionally. And so I just woke up and I just said, thank you, God. Thank you for giving me the courage to say yes to mastering me. And I tell you, Prince said it best. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have interviewed one of the greatest minds on the planet. People probably didn't know that Prince was a genius, musical genius, but not only was he a musical genius, he had such profound thoughts. And to sit and just have a conversation with him, I was like, God. I felt like I sat with Albert Einstein of our time at that time. And the words stung my heart and left me, especially with him being a professed Jehovah's Witness. This blew me away. He said that when one masters, discovers, and loves oneself, one discovers God. And at the time, I knew was deep and profound. And I was on a journey to learning to love me, but I didn't know what I was going to discover. The journey of learning to love ourselves. You see, when we get into that real learning to love the very essence, the soul journey, when we get to meet our soul, you come face to face with the soul essence of yourself. If you ever truly want to know God, if you ever truly want to know the presence of God, come face to face with the soul essence of you. I'll never forget, You see, family, I just want to stop and say, it's you that I am. I am because of you. I thought I knew God when I got on this love journey, but I didn't. See, I thought I knew God when I, not because I read no Bible, but I thought I had the goods on God. But I didn't. And I might be just scratching even just the surface of the edge of, but I tell you, coming face to face with your soul, that's the face of God. Now, this might lose you a little bit, but I'm going to tell you, love turns on. I like to give you an example, because you can't describe what loving yourself really is like and give it words, because just like God, God is synonymous with love. When you define it, when you try to put words to love, you just limit it. But when you actually take love out the mind and put love in your heart and begin to express love for yourself and begin to search and discover self, family, I can't tell you, because you got to feel it. That's your God presence. That's what we come to the planet for. Whose world is this? It's yours, family. It's mine. When you come to the soul essence, I feel Albert Einstein when he said, God, please, I just want to see your face. And I used to think that when I was a kid too, God. I just want to see God's face. I just want to see your face. I was feeling Albert Einstein. And when God opened up the universe and allowed Albert Einstein to look in, and Albert Einstein saw himself, it scared him. Because there's something powerful that happened. See, love can only crack the code of you seeing yourself as God. Because if you didn't have love, you would be too explosive to the planet, because then you would know your power. You would understand how powerful you were, and you would be destructive to the land, because when you understand you are God, when you really embody what that really truly means, we can use it for good or we can use it. That's why love opens the switch. That's why everybody don't get to see themselves as God, because it takes love. Love is the code to the lock, to the veil, to the conditioning. I don't even know if my grandmother knew. I just know she knew that love was the answer. But I wonder if she really knew. I often think about when she used to say stuff. Because I think my grandmother was one of the most wisest people I ever met. But she didn't embody a lot of love, even though she said, there's not an ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill. And for every question, love is the answer. But sometimes she felt mean. It wasn't loving, but she was wise. It used to scratch my head sometimes. But I tell you, those words, powerful words you can hear on this planet, because love opens your eyes to see yourself as God. Love gives you spiritual 20/20 vision, family. And love takes off the veil, takes off the conditioning, like a cape, like layers. And then you begin to stand in your knowing. You begin to own your gifts and your power, and you begin to walk the planet in true authority and dominion, knowing who you are. It's different, family. It's a different knowing. It's so different that you can't even give words to it. And sometimes I wish I could take my heart and place it in the middle of this call so people could feel what I feel when I feel it. Because it's such, so, let me tell you this, and I know we all had this feeling, in the middle of making love. And right before the orgasm, you go into this transcendent space where you don't even feel like you're in your body. And then you breathe, then you're back in your body. Well, that space where you transcendently feel, where you feel you transcend your body, where you don't even feel, you feel like you can float, and it's that kind of feeling. Then you come face to face with the essence of your God self, with the presence of you that is limitless. The presence of you that can see beyond the physical. The presence of you that can turn water into wine. Fool's gold into real's gold, family. That's how cold and powerful and amazing you become when you recognize your being. Your beingness. That's why it's hidden inside you. Because we got to first understand who we are as love. Because love changes the game. I promise you, in the middle of that bed, when I was hurting, I thought that I just didn't want to be hurt on this planet no more, God. I don't want to play these games no more. And God said, well, you just need to love. And I'm like, what does that mean? I don't even understand what love is. You know, I ain't never been really loved. So I don't even know how to receive it, be it, or none of that. You know, this is what I'm saying to God, right? Plus, I'm crying profusely, but not tears of joy. I'm actually upset and kind of mad that God, why are you, matter of fact, God, just take me off the planet. Stop the world and let me off. Because the way I understood God, I thought it was a cruel trick. What you mean I can't have my cake and eat it too? I didn't get that. What is this game called love? You fall in love with somebody and they break your heart. I didn't want to do that no more. Matter of fact, I don't even want to be on this planet because it's just like a whole, what? You going to put a tree in front of me and tell me I can't eat it? What kind of parent would put something so beautiful and juicy in front of them, shiny gold, and say, don't touch it, and put it in my face? What kind of loving parent, creator would do something like that? That's what I was thinking. And God said, no, that's not me. You got me pegged wrong. Why you got people teaching us this then? God said, that ain't me. That's y'all. I said, oh, who are you? What is this thing then, God? What is it? What is love? How am I learning to do something that I never felt before? Growing up in these foster kids, they don't give you love, baby. Now, I'm not saying there may not be some out there, but I didn't happen to be in not one of them. How can you go from one household to the next household and never experience love, God? But God knew the day would come when he would teach me what love was. When she would teach me what love was, when the presence would teach me what love, however we see this expression. And I thought, I just didn't want my heart broke anymore. I didn't know that love would take me on a journey to my soul's essence. And it's funny how you click the dot. Mama Joy one day asked me what was the difference between the soul and the spirit right here on this love journey. That's the first time ever on the love journey that anybody has asked me a question and I thought I was going to be stuck. Never had I been stuck. Well, I was getting ready to tell Joy, Mama Joy, that I was going to pray on it. That's where my words was going to come out my mouth. But something else came over my words. Now, in my mind, I'm getting ready to say, I'm going to pray on it and get back. But none of that came out my mouth. And so when I tell you what came out of my mouth, it wasn't me that said it because I didn't know the answer. I promise you, with everything in my being, the physical Janine didn't know the answer, but the presence of God as Janine knew the answer. Because some chills came down my spine. I call them God bumps. Some people call them goosebumps. And I knew that that wasn't me speaking because I knew I didn't know the answer. And I wasn't going to even attempt to give Joy an answer. But what made confirmation was she said, wow, that's the best answer I ever heard. And she said she had chills in her spine. You see, that was the consciousness meeting consciousness because it wasn't the presence of Janine. It was the consciousness. It was the physical presence had transcended into the spiritual essence. And this is what came out of my mouth. The soul was the unique expression of each and every one of us. See, the soul is the unique expression of God. You see, the soul is what makes you who you are. And the soul is what makes, and the soul comes back each lifetime with the information of who we are. It's our individualness. And the spirit is our universal presence. It's what makes us one. I am spirit, you are spirit. And together, our oneness is connected in the spirit of who we are. But the individualized expression of God is my soul essence. So you don't have my soul. I don't have your soul. What makes you unique and what makes you be able to come to this planet and do what you do and the way that you do it is your soul. And every time your soul comes to the planet, it's a unique expression of you that has a compilation of all the information and lifetimes that you came to the planet. And each lifetime, it knows why you are here. But I didn't know that before that day. I really didn't know the difference between the soul and the spirit. And so I began to journey. What is the soul essence of Janine? That was the day my life changed. Because it touched my soul when I answered. I wanted to know more about my soul. So I began to sit with my soul, baby. Oh, my God. If you ever want to come face to face with God, meet your soul. I wasn't going to even talk about this today. Meeting my soul. You see, I come to realize that this journey is a journey to the soul. The soul essence of who you are. Your beauty, your presence. Your style, your smile, it's the essence of your soul. Your creativity. Wow. It blew my own mind. It blew my own mind. And I'm only beginning to scratch the surface. What happens? I'm super excited. People have really amazing resolutions. I don't have any resolutions that I do. My only goal is to meet the souls of my goals. I mean, the goals of my soul. To be one who write the goals every year. Oh, I want to write this book. I come to know that the soul's journey is this soul's journey. And the only thing that I want to do now is express the soul, my soul. Express where my soul came to the planet. You see, in order to shine my light bright, the soul knows. I can write 50,000 times every year. I want to write this book. I want to meet the this, and I want to do this, and not that there's not some things that I want to do on the planet. Don't get me wrong, and I'm like that. I got that. But the real journey, the real resolution for me, I'm talking about me, Janine and Ingrid, is just to meet the soul essence of my own self. And so for me to have a conversation with my daughters and and we ain't haven't even talked about this. If I had to say to the real success is to master oneself. I thought, wow, I couldn't have, you know, even I couldn't have made me a better daughter than these daughters, because I love the things money can buy. I love how life can do what it do, but there's nothing I would give for the times that I have when I'm present with my children, when I'm present with my girls, when I'm present with my husband, when I'm present and feeling the person that I'm with at that time, and we're meeting the consciousness of each other, and something lights up. You ever been in a conversation or been in the presence of somebody and they just light you up and turn you on just because of their presence? That's what gases my life. I love life. I'm so grateful that God didn't say, okay, Janine, well, you want to stop the world and get out. I love life. I love life. I was looking at the moon the other night. And my friend, she just got her a new Bentley. So we were driving. She got the convertible Bentley. So it was a nice night. She put the heat on a little bit, put the convertible on, so that we could just watch the moon. It was so beautiful, when I tell you. And can you imagine, if you're not from Chicago, you may not feel this, driving down Lakeshore Drive, hair blowing in the wind, and the wind kissing your face as you look up and see a beautiful, I mean, the moon was so beautiful and fat and juicy, and the essence of the moon's light glowing on the water with the melodic sounds of a beautiful piece of music with someone who gets you. You know, it's some, you know, because it's the little things in life that get me. And somebody who just truly gets you. Can you imagine that? Now, if you're not from Chicago, Lakeshore Drive is a drive. Like, it's not really an expressway, but you can drive a nice speed. And it embodies the water. And we have a body of water, even though it's Lake Michigan, it looks like an ocean. So if you're not from Chicago, you may not understand the beauty of this scenery. And see, what I love about our lake is that we have grass and trees, sand. We have all the elements. And it was so beautiful, just so beautiful. So if you ever want to meet God, if you truly want to see God's face, if you want to touch the soul of God, then you meet that soul essence of yourself. It's so beautiful that you would lose all limits, and your body become on fire when you meet yourself. That's my message today. You see, our new mission is for you to come into the soul essence of yourself. Our content will be about you coming into the soul essence, you coming face to face, meeting the magnificent self of you. And when you meet the soul essence, the magnificent part of you that is you, that makes you uniquely you, I promise you, you'll ask me, whose world is this? It's yours, it's yours. So I just want to remind you today, family, that this is your world.
It's yours.
world is yours. The world is yours.
All right, family. Any questions, comments, concerns, you can press 1 on Blog Talk and press star 6 if you're on teleconference line. Whose world is this? It's yours, it's yours. It's mine, it's mine. Good morning.
Are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I had to chime in. I mean, from the top till now, it's been an amazing journey, an amazing ride. But I had to get up and find me some paper and a pen. Meeting my soul. Oh, my gosh. Meeting my soul. My unique spirit. I'm going to have to listen to this again because I know I didn't get it correctly. And the question, I guess, that comes to my mind is and this author, I can't think of her name right now, she was saying the greatest fear is, you know, and the power that we have, we fear ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And Marianne Williamson said that.
Think about my soul. You know, I call this the one, and I really dread when I know she's not there, and I just leave the phone away from my ear so I don't hear it and wait for the little button, the time to come on. Because she answered the way she, her voicemail said something like this, you know. If you don't know Jesus, you know, I want to invite you to, you know, to save your soul, you know, because, you know, if you haven't been to Jesus, I don't want to see you going to hell, you know, so pray with me so I got to listen to all this, but you talk to soul. And this perception of the soul is something that is not personalized in love, but demonized in fear. It's something that you don't want to touch. It's something that you, that is separate from you. And if you don't do that, if you don't do that, you know, you're going to be lost, hellbound. But it's attached to something else. But it's attached to you. That's what I do this morning. My soul is attached to me. It's my divinity. It's my own unique spiritual expression. And I just want to thank you for that because I can grab hold of that. And it's a power that is very uniquely mine. And sometimes I'm looking to be like others. And it's not that we all share the same spirit. And I could see the water being one with the grass. I could see the trees being one with the gladiators. I can see that oneness of spirit, but then their essence, their soul expression is what we see. And it's the way we are. And they stand and be what they have been called to be. And that's the same as we should. And it's an original song that you played this morning. And embodying and embracing our soul with love will be kept in perfect peace. Thank you for this question. I'm not to be like I am who I am because my soul speaks my soul. Thank you so much, my soul. I like that. Thank you, Mud.
Thank you, Joy. You're the reason that I studied the soul. You asked the question. I don't know if you remember asking that question.
I remember, but you remember it better than I do. And that was in love with me. Morning. And And I also know that I haven't been frequently on, but that's what's been missing, because I speak in, I don't know how somebody else want to speak anything. I had said something last week with the to invite others to come to the principal classes that I was going to, because I've enjoyed it so much, and it has helped me to be able to extract information from the mission, help me with the mission that God has given me. And I had not experienced that before. And I was supposed to send the invitation, but when I opened my mouth to invite them, the Emancipation Proclamation came out. And I was standing there talking about the Emancipation Proclamation and the ministry and the principles that were there. And while I was saying it through my mouth, my mind was saying, you know, I'm not standing up here saying this. That's not what I'm supposed to be talking about. And so when you talk, it's like, oh, great. She's had that experience, too. Now I'm having a conversation with my spirit and my soul, I guess. Yeah, my soul. And it's doing its own thing. And when I finished, I said, but I was able to tie that. I was able to tie it up to what I was saying. And when I left, people said, my God, that was the only word from God we heard today when you got up there. Wow, they could feel it. And I said, but I didn't understand what they were talking about until now. When you completed this, so yeah. That was a confirmation, but it was difficult for me to embrace that, because that's not what I intended to do. But there were some people who felt it and responded. So thank you, because the soul, I'm thinking a different way, and I'm released now so someone else can speak. But our soul, there's nothing like our soul, and. That's what needs to be emancipated, because that's why we're here, to release and let our soul shine on. Come on here. God bless you.
Thank you. All right. Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. And if you're on teleconference, star 6. Thank you, Mama Joy. All right. Good for my soul too to talk about it, because I came with a whole different message this morning. My message was about dimming the sun. It was about dimming our light and us having our voice and playing small. But you know, the whole conversation just came out differently, and so I'm grateful for the message today. It touched my soul too. So thank you, Joy, for confirming, and all of those that's on the line, thank you today for being a part of the live.
Can I say one more thing?
You can say it, baby. Say it.
Because it touched me. It made me encourage me. I have a rehearsal tonight, and I'm going to speak to them on this. The church that I play in, they're basically a family. And the uncle passed. And when we were at the service, and so what happened was, they sang, but when they finished singing, they went down and sat with the family. And I said, wow, this is going back. This is the pastor. But what it was, God showed me that they think family, and they don't think church. And when the pastor, I could see him, and he was trying to tell me something, but he didn't. I couldn't understand. I said, he wants a song, and I can't either. I said, the attention made away with the distance, he couldn't. And you know what he told me the next time I saw him? He said, I couldn't think of the song I wanted to. And usually we don't figure out what we want when we're together. But they lost, so I didn't have any more yet. And you know what he wanted? He said, I couldn't think of it. He said, I could say hallelujah. He said, if I could get back to hallelujah, I would have been able to get to the song. But then when he said, I thought about it. He said, I couldn't. He said, God talking with me. He said, the song I want in my soul sinks. So, you got a confirmation. So, I just wanted to know, take the body in the spot. I take it personally, it's just for me.
That's beautiful. You complete?
I just want to give you applause and say thank you for your faithfulness and for modeling the truth 5 days a week steadily. You couldn't do it if you weren't being you. You know that? You couldn't do it.
Yes.
You could not do what you're doing if you weren't being you. And bless God. Thank you for your faithfulness.
I honor that. Thank you for being a reflection of my faithfulness. Thank you so much.
I'm finished. Over.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama Joy, again for that question that took me on a journey that changed the trajectory of how I move and have my being now. That day changed my life. I see it like it was just like I could see it like I'm looking at it in the back of my hand right now. I could see the feeling I felt like, wow, why was she? That was the first time I thought I was going to be stumped. I was just getting ready because, you know, I say that because I always felt like, I don't know the Bible like everybody else. The ministers are coming, and I don't know the Bible, and, oh, I don't know this God, and I don't know why I'm doing this prayer line. I don't go to church. I don't pray. And I'm fussing at God, and so one day I'm waiting to get stumped by somebody and asking me about the Bible and God, you know. But I never did get stumped. That never happened. And so then one day you come and ask me what's the difference between the soul and the spirit, and I'm like, what? Okay, I'm stumped today, God. But I wasn't, because God opened my mouth and spoke through me. I promise you, I didn't know the answer to that day. I didn't know the answer. Because I was getting ready to say out my mouth, I'm going to pray on it and get back to you on that.
Well, you know what?
With my mouth open, words came out that I said, wow. Go ahead.
You know the picture I see right now, Lady Love. You know the woman at the well where Jesus went there. And this is the picture God just gave to me as you were saying that. And he asked her for water. She said, you're a Jew. You don't ask Samaritans. We don't have nothing to do with each other. And you asking me for water. And he was telling her, if you give me water to quench my thirst, I'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. And when you doubted, it was like you got water that you'll never thirst. You don't have to doubt your readiness. That when spirit meets spirit, when it comes from a genuine search of, hey, what's the difference? The difference. You don't ever have to have doubt. If you don't doubt your doubt, because the flow of the spirit, the flow of the love is determined to meet love. You remember the secrets of water?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what I see. I see that how we do it. I was the woman at the well. Come on here, Holy Spirit. Asking the question and then realize how deep it was and how meaningful it was and how it would be impacting after so many years. And each time I hear you tell the story, it shakes me and it reinforces me and about me. And so standing in the position that you are, I guess in your soul essence, the spirit and you never run out. You never run out of water. That's a promise. That's God. You never run out of water. He said, feed my sheep. feed my people. You know, they're thirsty, they're hungry. And when you stand in your soul, you have the ability to, wherever you are, you'll be there to meet whatever the needs are. Because it's abundant and it's eternal, right? Wow, that's, thank you. At the well this morning.
All right. You're welcome. All right, for the Soulgasm family. All right. Let me check the blog talk. Okay. Well, family, we're going to go ahead and, Mama Joy, if you complete, we're going to go ahead and sign off.
Roger, over and out. Right. And the soul, and the soul, and the spirit, the soul, and shine today.
Yes. So whose world is it, Mama Joy? It's yours.
And I'm anchored in my soul.
The world is yours.
All right, family. Just want to remind us that our life is a gift from God, and what we do with our life is a gift back to God. Reminding you today that love is the only real choice on the planet. And don't keep it to yourself, family. Can't keep it to yourself. And so this morning, I just want to remind you, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. And guess what? And tell somebody about it. Let it be so good that you can't keep it to yourself. That's what we're about to hear. Tony. You ever had something so good you couldn't keep it to yourself? Well, Tony going to sing about it this morning. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. See you in the morning, family. Ooh. I couldn't keep it to myself.
Thank you.